Are we on?
We're on.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough. And I used to think that I wasn't wild enough. But I won't waste my time trying to figure out why you playing games, what's this all about? And I can't believe you're hurting me. I let your girl, what a difference. What you see in her, you ain't seen in me. But I guess it was all just make-believe. Oh, love, never knew. But I knew once we started kissing, I found you.
Oh, she don't sing it a second time?
No.
Now you go.
What am I gonna do? So empty, my heart, my soul can't go on. Go on without you. My rainy days fade away when you come around, please tell me, baby, why you go so far away? Why you go, love? Never knew what I was missing, but I knew once we start kissing, I found
love.
Okay, we done. That was beautiful. Okay, here we go.
I found you. Ooh.
It's okay. It's okay.
Me and Lily haven't really worked out our harmonies.
First of all, it's late. We've been talking. I've been yelling a lot today. It's a lot going on.
You know. But anyway, hello.
Hello, guys.
You know
us.
Late once again.
Tabria, swear to God, if he brought it throughout this episode, we're going to have problems.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
So, Tabria, how was your week?
I had my last day of work last week.
Yep.
For the rest of the year.
Yep.
I took 3 weeks off.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel really good. There's still, like, a lot that I need to do to tie up some loose ends for this year. And I'm going to make sure that I finish that all this week. So literally the next 2 weeks, I can just enjoy my new place and not do anything. I don't want to have to worry about anything after this Friday.
I feel you on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like God made me take 1 week off work before I actually wanted to take a week off work. But it's fine because I actually have hella shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I hate social media and I have not been online in a very long time. And I'm trying to get myself out of that. I am. I'm actively making plans to post something. That's where I'm existing right now, in a place where I have to premeditate a story because I genuinely don't want to do it. Like, I really, my relationship with social media has shifted very dramatically in the past like month or two. I don't know what it is. Maybe there's a lot going on. Maybe it's all the fucking shit happening in the cosmos that we're going to talk about later. I don't know. All I know is it just doesn't feel like a safe space anymore. I'm only saying that because everybody's been using that fucking term lately. But it really doesn't feel like someplace I want to spend my time.
Yeah.
I
feel that.
And I don't like the idea of making content, dropping it off, and then leaving. Like, if you're not going to interact with people, what's the point?
Literally.
You know? So, I'm gonna do it. I feel like I have a lot of shit, like, in the chamber. I just need to cock it back and let it go. So, I'm getting on that. Also, I feel like God gave me this week so I can fucking take pictures for my Depop. I have
three big IKEA bags full of just shit that I have not photographed or taken, like, you know, done anything with. And so I'm doing that this week too. I have like a couple photo shoots lined up. I need to just do things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like I'm rested. I've slept in 3 days in a row, which is a lot more than I am used to doing.
Amazing.
And I feel like I've been overdoing it.
Mm.
Like this morning, I woke up. What time did I text you? Like 8:30, 9:30?
Mm-hmm.
I went back to sleep. And then I woke up again, and I just laid in bed until it was 10:30, and Tabir was like, Miss Bitch, are you coming? And I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Because I just, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I deserve to just lay and do nothing. And I think that I have finally come to terms with the fact that sometimes doing nothing is exactly what you need to do.
Oh, 100%.
I know, but I have that guilt of, like, I need to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be doing something. And then if I'm not doing anything, I feel like a lazy-ass bitch. But literally, doing nothing is really what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, gonna get back on it, clean up my place, live my life. This is the second-to-last episode of this podcast forever. So, you know, we're gonna make it a good one. Let me give you guys some update on my tea, on my life, on my situations. To the people on Patreon, you can see the enthusiasm in my face.
Jeez.
Let me tell you, real quick. So, y'all heard I was getting dicked down, okay? I was having lots of sex, especially the cunnilingus, because this man loves to devour some pussy, right? It was great. Nothing bad happening. He is a Libra. So with that being said, you already know the love bombing was happening, right? But I was taking it with grains of salt because I don't trust no niggas and I don't believe no niggas. And, you know, I know niggas be niggin'. But I will say this, it's kind of nice to have a nigga do the most. We made plans. One day.
Mm.
And literally, this man was seeing me every other day.
Like, yeah, y'all hanging out a lot.
Every other day, he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm coming over. What are you doing? What are you doing? So, we had made plans, and he was supposed to come by around, like, 5:30. I worked that day. Didn't hear anything from him the whole day. I got home, and it was, like, 4. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give him a little bit more time. Maybe he was busy. Like, he works too, you know? 5:30 came around and I heard nothing. So I sent a text message. I sent them little eyeballs. It'd be peering.
Yeah.
Like, right? Sent the eyeballs. Nothing for like another 2 hours. Like, literally, not 2 hours, like an hour and a half. It was like 6:40. And I get a FaceTime call and a text message. And basically asked me to call him back, whatever. And I was like, what the fuck? So I call him back, and he's like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, what? So he says, I'm so sorry. Like, I completely forgot. Like, my bad. What happened was I woke up this morning with a tingle in my throat, and I went to go get a COVID test because COVID is real. And so I was like, so you went and got a COVID test this morning and just forgot.
Literally, just...
forgot to hit me up and let me know. Especially when you got this tingle in your throat. If it made you so motivated to go get a test that same moment.
Yeah.
You couldn't cancel the plans at that same moment, too. And he's like, my bad, I'm so sorry. But, you know, he was like, we're going to be... like, we're good. And he literally flipped it on me, was like, we have a FaceTime date. I was like, let's stay on FaceTime. We were on FaceTime for like 2 hours, right? Doing the most. I was like, I got a game for us to play. This nigga was like, hopping in the car right now. I'm going to go buy that game, and we're going to play it on FaceTime together. And I was like, these Libras,
man,
they know what to fucking do and what to say. And I know you're like, he means it. Gonna do it. Did it. Still don't give a fuck. So I was talking I told Tabria what was going on, and she was like, sounds fishy to me. And, you know, I agree. It does sound fishy. So then the next... No. So that same day, he was like, yeah, I should get my results back in a couple days. And I was like, all right, cool. So then it was like ghost town quiet for like 2 days. Then he hits me up and he's like, hey, what's up? Whatever. Want to talk and shit. And I didn't even bring up the fact that he was like, we're going to do a FaceTime date. Didn't even do that shit. Mm-hmm. But whatever. So... I'm like, did you get your results in yet? Because he was like just trying to like talk me up and shit. And I was like, oh, did you get your results yet? And he's like, oh, no, not yet, but they should come in like by tonight. So I'm like, oh, okay. Just to let you know, I have an autoimmune disorder, so I take this very seriously. I would love to get a screenshot of your COVID test. just the results screenshot. And he was like, oh, word.
Mm-hmm. Oh, word.
Yep. And got real quiet. Then hit me up the next day and was like, just trying to make light and make jokes. Like, hey, what's up? What you doing? Da, da, da. He's like, if we both could keep our masks on, is that still considered safe sex? And I said, no.
It's not.
And so he was like, okay. And I said, don't forget. Need to see those results. So the nigga literally is lying to me about having COVID and doesn't want to show me results because he knows he didn't take the fucking test. So then today, and all this probably because he was hanging out with another bitch. Mm-hmm. You don't need to lie to kick it. It's cool. I get it. Niggas is out here nigging. Niggas is out here fucking on other bitches. That's nasty. But I'm not surprised. And if you need time between your booty calls, please take all the time you need. Because my nigga, now you proved to me that you nasty. And I'm not about to invite you back inside me. So he hit me up today and was like, oh yeah, got my results back. Turns out I got it. I gotta stay away from you for 2 weeks. And I said, you got it? Oh wow, like what? Let me see. And he's like, yeah, but it might be a false positive or a false negative because I tested positive in one nostril and negative in the other. Y'all, he's so lucky he fine and he got a big dick. Because I genuinely, and the thing is, I will say this, because I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to date him on that level.
Yeah.
So because I don't care, I'm just going to, like, not talk to him for, like, 3 weeks. And then I'll hit him up again because I don't, like... You know, maybe if I meet somebody in that time, which I probably won't, but I also don't like meeting new people. And honestly, now that I think about it, maybe I won't hit him up because I know in those 3 weeks, he going to be out with whoever, whatever bitch he finds.
Yeah.
And what if you really get the COVID? You know... So now I've lost my only supply of penis. Gone. That quick.
I mean, honestly, we shouldn't be trying to, like, see new people anyway.
That's what I'm saying, but at this point, he's not new.
Even when you saw him.
So I guess I'm back to being dry.
Yeah, let's wait until, this settles down. Everybody's... vaccinated?
Oh, God. Okay, are you going to take the vaccine?
I'm pretty sure... not outright, but I do think eventually we will be, like, coerced in some way to take the vaccine. Like, you can't travel unless you take it. You can't go to school unless you take it. You know, it's going to be something like that.
So I was discussing this actually with that nigga. He's well-versed in medical jargon and like the way things work because his family is in the medical industry. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about it and I was like, I feel like we might get to the point where we are, where we have to take it, where it becomes like the measles and the fucking, what's that shit called? The chickenpox vaccine, where they make children take it before you can even go to school. Mm-hmm. Some places you can't work there unless you get a TB shot or whatever the case may be. And he was like, no, I don't think so. I feel like it's going to be like the flu shot. And I was like, nah, because the flu shot never caused a pandemic where we have to shut shit down.
Yeah. Or the flu, rather.
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah. But literally, it's like scary because... What was I reading? They said... The polio vaccine was tested for 20 years before it was made public. This has been tested for like 8 months.
Yeah, that's the main concern.
That's a scary. The Bell's palsy issue, the fucking people becoming HIV positive.
Right.
What was another issue? Death. like
death, actually. Like, and the fact that it has a 100% success rate in Black people only.
Oh my God. When someone screenshotted from the actual, like, the report that they put out with all the results and all the findings and all that shit. And in the findings, it listed how, not accurate, how...
The efficacy of it.
Yes. Depending on a person's race. And it literally, like, fluctuated between, like, 90% to, like, 95% for most races or whatever, which I feel like is normal because it doesn't really denote anything with the race. It's just about, like, the people. It works for some people, doesn't work for other people. For Black people, for Afro-Americans, it said 100% success rate.
Nothing can ever be 100%. Nothing. Like, impossible.
Impossible. Make it make sense. Explain it to me. 100%?
They must have just tested one person. Like, no. Mm-mm. Y'all need a wide net sample pool.
And that's why I had the whole tep in me is going off right now saying, you know what? Mm-hmm. Of course they would say that because they have something in there that's going to kill us all. And it's going to da-da-da-da-da and blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Mm-hmm. But also... the conspiracy theory crazy astro bitch in me is saying maybe that's what gives us the powers on December 21st. Maybe that's where we get that shit from. Mm-hmm. The vaccine, bitch. What is it going to be public?
Oh, I don't know, but everybody's talking about investing in that stock.
Let's see. Because they already started giving it to people in the UK.
Yeah. Let me see. It just got to the U.S., right? Like, they just shipped it here or whatever.
It says by January.
First doses are given across the U.S. So it's already started, but yeah, probably next month, more widespread.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I need an exact date. Wait, are they charging people for this?
I was about to say, don't you gotta pay for it, too?
Bitch.
What?
Y'all, I'm not even joking when I read this. I have chills. Oh my God. If emergency use authorization for the Moderna vaccine comes this month, LA County will be receiving about 240,000 to 250,000 doses of it the week of December 21st. Bitch!
Wow.
Bitch, powers. Powers!
Wow. Powers. All right, so maybe if you do get the vaccine, you're gonna level up.
Bitch, I'm flying. I'm gonna be flying.
Literally. Oh my God. Next week.
Isn't that crazy, though? Bitch, December 21st, everything changes. Yeah.
Well, we know it has to start with essential workers, so that's going to get done quick.
But, bitch, at this point, I am an essential worker.
No, it's going to start, like, hospitals. No, okay, you're right. Like, and then they'll use all of them up.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Da-da-da-da-da.
Shit's gonna get weird.
Wow. Oh, wait. You have to get them in doses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I take it multiple times? Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be 3 to 4 weeks apart. Oh, so for the, I can't pronounce this, PFIZR.
Is it Pfizer?
Maybe. The Pfizer one is 3 weeks apart and Moderna is 4 weeks apart. And you can't, that's so weird, and you can't switch it up and do one of each. So you can't do one dose Pfizer, one dose Moderna,
because
it won't work, apparently.
Interesting.
I don't get that. That doesn't make any, this seems like a lot, like, y'all.
Yeah.
This seems very sketchy. Like, I want to be, if this becomes a thing where we all have to do it, I want to be one of the last few to do it.
Same.
Like, the last. Okay? That's crazy. Wow. Damn, they're going to try to make my mama take one.
Oh, yeah.
It says hospitals.
Like, healthcare homes, workers, first, you have one, to take it. First. Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I can't believe this is our reality right now.
We're living through, like, some of the craziest times in history right now.
I feel like everybody's generation has had pretty intense times. You're right. Times. You know, it's just, for us, for our lifetime, this is the crazy. I think, like, 9/11, because 9/11 fucked me up, because I was like, we are getting attacked like they did at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, on some fucking, like, movie shit.
Yeah.
That and this, wild. Also, the era where everybody's school was getting shot up, that was crazy, too.
Yeah.
Ciao. Mm-mm. I wonder, are they going to be trying to verify who got it? And, like, how do you do that?
I mean, it'll be on public record, or not public record, but, you know.
Your doctor? If you're getting it from, like, a CVS or something like that, how do you?
I think it'll still be on, if you have to show your ID, it's on record. Mm. And you will have to show your ID.
Damn. And is this an annual thing or a one-time?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it even more sketchy.
I know. Is
it
that
potent? Your DNA.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's scary. And I know we, you know, I've had vaccines before. I got all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say this. The only vaccine I ever got in my adult age was TB.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Same. And TB is only because you have to get it done every, like,
certain many years. I just got it, actually.
Yeah, so I had already gotten it as a child, and then I had to get it again when I started working with children.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay, well, let's transition into the topic for today.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jabria.
I'm sorry. I know, we yawning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder if any listeners be yawning after we yawn, like, in session.
I wonder. That'd be very interesting.
Damn, your neighbor's loud.
Damn. The fuck? I wonder, I don't know where this window is, so.
That looks like somebody, oh no, that's in here.
Never mind.
What? I was going to say it looked like somebody's patio, but that's your roof or your ceiling.
Oh, is this?
Look at the reflection. Oh, that looks like somebody's, like, yeah. You know, but it's not.
Yeah, I wonder what side this is. I don't know. Anyway.
So there's a lot going on astrologically. Mm-hmm. And we just want to, like, talk about it real quick. Tabria woke up this morning and became a full-blown astrologer.
No,
she
I
did
didn't.
So much research, y'all. She was sending me notes and all types of shit. Okay, so speaking about the most recent thing that's happened, there was just a solar eclipse.
Yes.
Solar eclipse that happened on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the sign of Sagittarius. Yeah, Sagittarius, because it was a new moon. It was very potent. Had the power of 10 new moons combined into one. Did not suggest anybody lighting candles during this, but definitely write out your manifestations, think about them, all that good stuff. Eclipses are just very weird energy to work with, and it can backfire really quick. So I don't suggest anybody doing that. I don't suggest you lighting any candles or doing anything like that for, like, the rest of the week up until, like, next week. But even then, with this conjunction, you're really supposed to just chill. So
I've seen lots of, like, different schools of thought about that, too.
The conjunction?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the conjunction's going to stay for, like, 9 months or something like that.
Yeah.
There's no point in doing work on that day because it's not going to do anything different, you know? It's, like, going to be very constant energy. So you can do it whenever. It's just when the energy's new like that, you don't know how it's going to affect you, depending on where you have Sagittarius or Aquarius in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can make you feel really tired. You might end up super anxious. Like, you just don't know how it's going to affect you. So just, like, chill that day. Light your candle the next day if you want to. Or if you just want to go balls to the wall and just do what you want to do, then go ahead and do what you want to do, because I am no expert in this field. I'm just telling you what I know through my own independent research. So
I'm going balls to the wall.
Go for it, girl. Tabria gonna have this whole place lit up.
Yes.
Like a chandelier just out here. I'm personally gonna wait. I am. Just because, like, I don't know, because Saturn is also part of this, and Saturn is okay, so there are benefic planets.
Yeah.
And then there are, I can't pronounce this. Malefic.
Malefic?
Malefic?
I think so.
Malefic.
Yeah.
When I read it, I know what it means.
Male F-I-C.
Bad. It means bad. So, and it doesn't mean that Saturn is a bad planet. It's just that Saturn brings a lot of the negative things. Mm-hmm. So because the good planet that brings the blessings, and then the planet that brings like the negative things that ultimately turn into blessings, because everything, you know, will become one eventually. Mm-hmm. You gotta look at things like that. Because they're gonna be so close, it's gonna balance shit out. So it's not gonna bring you any like any abundance of good and any abundance of bad. It's just gonna be like very just like even keeled energy, neutral. Mm-hmm. You're gonna see things from a different perspective, and it will shift things, but it's not gonna shift it to like now we're in rainbows and sunshine, or now we're just in like fire and brimstone. It's gonna be very just like neutral but different. So shifting gears, changing the direction of where we're going. I like the same path. I will say this though. I feel like it is going to calm things down, and I feel like we've all felt that recently, that things have been getting a bit better energetically. And just like if you look around, I think a lot of people are coming into blessings. A lot of things are like, you know, turning around for the better in people's personal lives. And I think that we're just going to continue to see more of that, but just in like a different way. You know?
Yeah.
So, Bria, tell us what you learned about the Great Conjunction. Do you want to explain what the Great Conjunction is?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, the Great Conjunction is when the two slowest moving planets, Saturn and Jupiter, come within a very small degree of one another.
8 degrees.
So, no, that's... It's not 8 degrees.
No, it's not, but that's what... 8 degrees and below.
Oh, yeah. But it's like...
No, this one is very, like, very small. This one's like 0.4
point
or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. But basically, they're essentially at 0 degrees. So they are almost in perfect alignment with one
another.
They're
just smack dab right now. They're literally saying hello.
Literally.
Right there.
And this happens every 20 years, but it hasn't happened where it has moved from...
This close.
No, from a sign to another sign, from an earth sign to an air sign in like 800 years.
No, so, and it hasn't been this close in centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, centuries. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. So every time it happens, like Mindy said, it's like a shift in some way. Mm-hmm. And because it's moving from, what's it in? Capricorn?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Capricorn.
Yeah, because it's going from Capricorn to Aquarius, Capricorn being a very, like, grounded sign, more serious, very much about working and things like that. And Aquarius, which is all about, like, intellect and individualism and technology, like... It's going to affect us as a people. It's going to affect every aspect of our lives, our government. And if you just think about in 20 year increments, things that have happened, like 20 years ago, 2000, Y2K, insane. Before that, the 80s.
Yeah.
AIDS,
I mean,
it's always
it always ushers in a new, like, the way we dress changes.
Yeah.
Like, what we find acceptable changes. Like, our... Just the way society looks at morality changes in a way, too. So,
just to give you some like hard facts, because I wanted to say this earlier, but I don't want to get it wrong. So this is the closest conjunction since 1623, and the closest observable conjunction since 1226. Like this is like Sabria's talking about every 20 years. Yes, it does happen, but those are just called, I think, grand conjunctions.
Yeah,
great conjunctions are the ones that are very, very close, and this one is going to be 0.1 degrees apart. Literally, they are. It's the closest, like, period.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if it were any less than that, they would just be on one another.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally.
And I know y'all like, here these bitches go with this mumbo jumbo astrology shit. I'm telling y'all, you got to get hip to it now. And do one thing I will say, I feel like this conjunction is going to usher in a time of people normalizing astrology, normalizing, you know, esoteric practices and things like that. But I also feel like when that happens and when the men get involved, it's going to become a thing where I'm going to hate it.
Yeah.
Not even hate it, but I won't find as much joy in it as I do now, because people are going to turn it into something that it's not. Everyone's going to want to be an expert. People are going to want to, you know, monetize it and create all these like societies and this hierarchy around it, when that isn't what it is and that's not what it's supposed to be. And like,
yeah, this is something that people have like studied for decades. Like they've put in the 10,000 hours of studying to be an expert in this field. And I know a lot of people are just going to go to cafe astrology and read the different signs and the houses and all that shit and the planets. But like, yeah, what's going to be annoying? Every clubhouse room.
Literally what I was about
Mindy
to say.
And I enter into deals with astrology.
Don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
I'm not even like well versed in it like that, but I do my research about it. And some of the shit that they say, I'm just like, I know that's dead wrong. Like, that makes no sense. But yeah, that's going to be very annoying. But I don't know. I feel like, I mean, we can obviously decipher between what's real.
Because
the
thing is, even though you aren't like, you can't like read a birth chart, you know enough to recognize when someone is bullshitting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people say the wildest shit in these rooms just to sound smart, like they know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
And they don't. And it's something where you kind of have to respect the fact that you don't know and just allow someone with knowledge to speak. But nobody does that.
Yeah.
And I need to sit up. You look so much bigger than me.
No.
Bitch, I look like your son.
Yeah.
Girl, what the fuck?
Get it wrecked.
This is not comfortable.
My back actually hurts a little bit, but slouching would be more uncomfortable for me,
I guess.
But anyway, the grand conjunction, and also the great mutation, that's when it switches from one sign, or from the earth sign. Elements, that's when it switches elements. So and that's happening at the same time.
Being in an air sign, it's going to be all about thought. Thought and like ingenuity, and people are going to be thinking about change more. It's going to be interesting, because I do feel like we're stepping into a time where there's so much uncertainty. We don't know what to expect with this new presidency. We don't know what to expect with COVID and this vaccine. We don't know what to expect with the way that social media even is going. Everybody's over all the apps that we're on.
Yeah.
Like, the newest app that everybody's obsessed with is literally the most far-fetched concept. I never thought that we would all be running to an app where we all can just only hear each other speak and can't see each other, when every app has been so heavy on the visuals.
Yes.
Like, that blows my mind. But that is also just, like, in kind of, like, seeing, like, the precursor to the change, where we're going to be heavily worried about, like, information more so than tangible things. Like, let me see how hot she is. Like, it's crazy.
It is wild.
A lot of people gonna lose jobs. Because one thing I will say, Clubhouse has taught me that I don't want to hear everybody speak. Like, there are some people where I want you to not speak. Just be quiet.
Just be cute and be quiet. Be fine and be quiet. Make songs and don't make thoughts. You know? Literally, there's so many people who are showing themselves for their true selves. And I think that that's another thing, too, that this is showing. It's like, it's giving us a new way to observe reality, you know? A lot of the people that we praise and that we thought so highly of, we now get to see that they are not that great, you know?
Yeah.
Or that they are batshit crazy. Or that they are not activists. They're actually fucking, you know, bitter ass bitches. Or whatever the case may be. Like, it's just like, you are seeing people from other lenses. And it is, it's eye-opening. Eye-opening. Okay? And where you fall on that is going to be very interesting. Also, I will say this. Because we are going to be in an age where a lot of the energy is going to be coming from this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, Jupiter is like where you get your punishments from. Like, think about karma. Jupiter and Saturn are like good karma and bad karma.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever end you fall on during this time is what you will get tenfold. Because Jupiter is a planet of expansion. So it will expand whatever it is. And Saturn kind of like is like the judge and the jury. So if you are out here doing fucked up shit, you will get your karma for that and it will be exponential. If you're doing good things, you will get your karma for that and it will be exponential. They say that Saturn rules Black people. And that during this time, it's going to be good for Black people because mm-hmm. we have been dealing with such bullshit for so long. We are going to be reaping all the benefits for being the bigger person.
Yeah.
For, you know, forgiving our oppressor. For all those things, we are about to, especially Black women, we are about to, like, get into the bag, okay? Like, I genuinely pray to God that this is real and this is true because this is what I'm waiting for. I believe it. You know?
I thought you were about to talk about the superpowers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like shit that we can actually like verify and say could potentially happen. And I genuinely believe that. So with this conjunction for Black women, listen up. They're saying that because of this, not only will we come into blessings, monetary blessings, like things you can tangibly like feel. I'm not talking about, oh, you're gonna feel blessed.
Yeah.
No, these are real things that are gonna come and bless you. It's also ushering a time where we are gonna take the role as being the dominant ones.
Mm-hmm.
So with this conjunction, the men are gonna be a bit more, feminine. And we're going to take on a more masculine role, which honestly, I feel like we kind of already have, but we've let them believe that they've been leading the way. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to be like, fuck it. I already been doing the work. Give me my dues. On top of that, there's an astrologer that I follow that's really fucking great. Jade on damn near every platform.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She also said that she predicts that, Black women are going to start dating outside of their race because, and she said, not just dating outside of their race, but dating women instead of dating men
mm-hmm.
because we are going to realize that we don't want to tolerate their bullshit.
The fuck up.
Like, we're fed the fuck up. And it doesn't mean that we're going to start shitting on Black men because we still will never do that.
Yeah.
But it'll be a thing of, you know what? If you are not going to treat me the way I want to be treated, instead of crying about it, I'm just going to find somebody who's going to.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she feels like the amount of interracial and same-sex relationships involving Black women are going to, like, triple.
Yeah.
Don't think that's wrong. Can't say I'm upset about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, go to where the love is. Go to where...
If that is my truth, so be it.
I'm saying it's genuinely not what I'm like. I'm not wanting this,
mm-hmm.
but if I'm not about to tolerate a Black man treating me like shit just to say that I'm with a Black man.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm not saying I'm going to get with a white man either. But, you know, I'm going to go to where the love is and where I am treated well. We don't have the choice of, like, choosing who you... Like, I think that's the difference between black men and black women. They can choose what they want. Mm-hmm. And not on some, like, oh, I'm choosing you because you love me. It's like, I'm choosing you because you look the best to me.
Yeah.
I'm choosing you because this is the aesthetic that I want. I'm choosing you because, you know, it's going to make me look like that nigga. Whatever the case may be. We don't have that luxury. So, instead of waiting to be chose, maybe I'll just go to where the love is. You know? We'll see. Who knows?
Where is the love? I agree.
Not here.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what all of this means for us personally, for our friend groups, our families.
For ourselves, bitch.
I said for us personally.
You right.
Jeez.
You right.
But yeah, for something, I know Mindy is cautious about manifesting on this day, but I feel like something, he's just chewing on the sore. It's nasty.
That's just, girl, then knock him off. He only does that because he's laying on a bed.
I know, stop. Sorry, that's my dog.
But does he have sores?
I don't, it's not. I feel like it's because he's been chewing.
Oh.
I feel like such an event that is incredibly rare and doesn't occur, you know, it occurs once a century, essentially. You need to take advantage of it.
But it's going to be there for months.
No, I know, but I need that, like, initial burst of energy.
You do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see what the girls are saying.
See what the girls are saying. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of, like, the popular ones address that specifically yet.
What do you mean? The astrologers?
Yeah. The manifesting.
No. Because astrologers are not the manifesting type.
Yeah, the spiritualists.
Like,
yeah.
Astrologers are more like scientists.
Yeah.
Spiritualists are different.
Yeah.
You need to find someone who, like, is a good even mix of the two. There's a couple people that I follow who are, like, they are astrologers, but they also, you know, read tarot and do all
yeah.
that stuff. So I'm going to read, I'm going to check with those girls.
Yeah.
And see what those girls got to say.
Yes.
So what do you plan on doing exactly, if you don't mind sharing?
My typical stuff, lighting candles, scripting, but it's being more intentional. And typically with my manifestations, I'm basically doing, like, my short-term goals, essentially, when I manifest. I'm doing, like, I have my big long-term goals, but there's steps that I need to take to achieve them. So that's what I manifest, like, on a routine basis. This one, it's going to be more long, like, over this next year,
mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on that.
So you're manifesting long term with this.
When I say long term, it's like a year.
No, same for me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, no, because that's a lie. Because I just recently wrote down a list of long term goals, and that's like 5. Yeah, like I'd say 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's a little different for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my short term goals are a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because my goals are so big, I want to give it time to grow. Like, I'm not going to...
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Like, I'm not going to write down some shit and expect that shit to happen in a week.
Yeah, but that's why I do, like, my short term. My goals are typically in, like, 3 months.
Short-term
3 month increments. Something that I can accomplish now that I know it'll benefit my long-term goal. But, you know, everybody has long-term goals, but... You have to do things. You have to accomplish things in order to achieve
them. So the baby steps.
Exactly.
To the big steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this will be more focused on long-term goals, but it's going to be, like, big. Whereas most of my manifestations are very rooted in reality. It's mm-hmm. very realistic for me to achieve. This one is going to be, like, challenging myself to achieve what I think is maybe unthinkable for myself. But, you know.
Superpowers.
No. But, like, other things.
I might try some superpowers.
Okay.
You never know. What do I want? Twitter has been so fucking funny.
I know.
These past couple weeks. I'm trying to figure out what, if I could choose a superpower, what would I want to do? Mm-hmm. Invisibility is a little boring because I wouldn't be able to get anywhere far. I'd still have to like walk to where I need to go, you know? Yeah. I can't drive a car invisible.
I just want to know everything. I want to be able to know.
I don't want to know everything because I think it fucked me up.
No, I want to know everything so I can blackmail the bad people.
Mm-hmm. I thought you wanted to zap them.
Well, I feel like that's not as realistic. But I feel like blackmailing people, like, I'm about to air your shit out on the internet.
But then you would end up having to be on the run for the rest of your life.
It's fine. It's the life I chose.
I don't know about that. being able to materialize things, that would be great. Like, just...
Like, boom, snap. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yep. Anything I want.
Yes. I want chocolate cake. Snap.
Not boom. I'm not doing that. That put me in a whole different situation. I'm talking about, like... Oh, damn, I really want a new Tesla. Boom.
Boom, it's there.
It's there. Mm. Wow, I'm tired of this apartment. I want a new house.
Boom. That would be nice. Yeah, you could do a lot of good with that.
Basically manifesting really quick.
Yes, super quick.
I might write that. Girl, I'm gonna light a candle for that shit.
You should.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
Everything else is very in-depth about this, but... You know, we gave, like, a brief overview of what the Grand Conjunction is. The Great Conjunction is. So, sit with it that day. Think sit about, like, this next year.
Literally, honestly, if y'all don't... And I tell this to everybody. You ain't gotta light no candles, do no shit like that. I know y'all out here thinking we got cauldrons and shit. But
I do.
Tabria has a cauldron for incense. Do not listen to her. She's not out here bubble boiling trouble. Okay? It's different. But literally, you guys can manifest anything without lighting a fucking candle. Mm-hmm. Get a notebook and write down your goals. That's what vision boarding is. Yeah. You know? But you can't just do it one time in the beginning of the year and then not do it again.
Yeah.
You need to actually... actively think about these things, work towards these goals. I think the people who have vision boards and they actually work for them are the ones who put it up somewhere and they see it every day, they look at it every day,
yes,
they reflect on it every day, and they think about the goals they're trying to go after. Aside from that, writing down what you want often, I'm not saying you have to do it every day. I'm doing it every morning, every night, Tabria told me to. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's been beneficial thus far, even on like a placebo level for me. Mm-hmm. But if you were to just like write down your goals every week, like every Sunday, go through, rewrite your goals, maybe tweak them a little bit because as the year goes on, you might like want different things. Do that. Mm-hmm. You know? Do that. People are always like, well, what do you, how do you do? What do you do? Da 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 da. Y'all figure out what it is you want first. Because mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who ask questions are asking questions because they want the success that they see, but they don't actually want it. You know?
They don't. Because you have to do work.
You have to do work. You can't just wake up
one
day.
It's not like it's just going to be handed to you.
No. And the thing is, because people don't see the work that is put in, they assume it's easy.
Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not.
You know? Everybody wants to ask Tabria, how do you become a model? How did you do this? How did you do that? And y'all don't understand the fact that Tabria didn't sleep for 4 years. Okay? This bitch was on a plane every other day. Remember the year of travel for
yeah
you?
That was a lot,
y'all. She was on a plane 3 times a week, coast to coast. We're not talking about taking an hour and a half flight, coast to coast, and then still working 5 days a week. Mm. And then still doing shoots on the side on the weekend. Okay, the year of travel was crazy.
Yeah,
the year of Beyonce this year, insane.
Didn't, oh my god. Sleep.
You know, I would give examples for myself, but people don't really ask me questions.
Oh my gosh.
So, I've had a couple people ask me questions, but until people start asking me in droves, how do you do it, Mindy? Then I'll tell
how
you.
How do you do it?
You know, you know, y'all don't see the depression.
Oh my
y'all
god.
Don't see the poverty. Y'all don't see any of that shit, but it's there. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. People are like, how'd you do those videos? I'm broke now. That's how I did them.
Okay.
So, yeah. Manifest. It's great.
Yes. And I also think for this, like, let's speak, like, ease into our lives.
You're right. Let me stop saying that because I'm not broke.
Yes.
I'm not broke.
You're not.
And I need, it's just, it's language that I have been using since I was actually broke. And it was a truth for me at one point. And at this point in my life, it is not a truth for me. I definitely want to be doing much better financially. And I definitely was in a way better place financially before all the investments I've made. But still not broke. And very grateful for that. Blessed. Me and Tabria talked about this. We are trying to take certain things out of our vocabulary. So like saying that, you know, we're broke, or when people make a funny saying shit like, I'm dead or dying.
No.
Don't say shit like that.
We ain't saying that.
No.
No more.
Mm-mm. Or like even talking negatively on yourself and being like, I'm so fucking ugly, dusty, da da da, whatever the case may be. Gotta stop doing that. Take that out of your vocabulary because it does nothing to serve you. You might think that it's a little humorous, trendy, whatever the case may be, but all those things that we speak onto ourselves are very real. Mm-hmm. So taking it out.
Yes. I don't know any successful people
that call themselves broke.
Who, literally.
Yeah.
They don't call themselves broke ever. They don't speak ill will against themselves. They're not self-loathing.
No.
Because that's not their reality. When you speak stuff like that, that's your reality.
And also, even like to bring that even further, I think another thing that I really want to do, and we talked about this before, is I do not want to pay attention to these blogs and these fucking those shade vultures, you know, the ones that just want to spill tea and fucking talk shit about people, basically.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want to be that person eventually who, and when I say this, I mean outside of like my inner circle, because we gonna always spill tea. But that person who, when I walk into a room and I hear people talking shit, I leave.
Yeah.
I don't need to be a part of it. I don't need to hear it. I'm already not the person who's gonna like want to kiki and do all that shit. But I can admit that I've sat there and listened.
Yeah.
I've sat there and listened before and been like, ooh, bitch.
Yeah.
And then hit up Tabria like, bitch. But that.
Same.
But it's still, you're still contributing to that negativity. And I would never want someone who hears people talking shit about me to react that way. You know, I want people to be able to shut that shit down.
Yeah.
And to be like, that's not fucking cool. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just trying to grow out here. We're growing. No more shit talk about other people or even ourselves. Okay?
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Ooh, my shoulder's so tense.
It's weird. Why is your whole body hurting today?
I don't know.
You need to start stretching.
I do need to start stretching, but, you know, work in progress.
Mm. Wait, anything else you want to touch on? One more episode, guys.
One more. If there's anything you want us to talk about for this last episode, let us know.
I'm really trying to figure out just how much I'm willing to, maybe I'll start going on live or something, because I do feel bad that we're, like, leaving people hanging high and dry. Maybe we'll go on live on like the Thick Podcast Instagram
on the last one last week.
That would be dope, and then we can take questions live.
That would be cool. We've done that once before, haven't we?
That was literally 5 years ago. It was like our fourth episode.
Oh my god,
it was a very long time ago. We've never done that again. Let's do it.
All right, we're going live in 3, 2.
No.
One. Yeah, no.
You have a question? Did you pull it up?
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
Famous men, public figures, and dating.
Okay.
Girls.
Love that.
I need your help.
Please.
You'll see why.
Okay.
There's this man. I've known him for almost 2 years. We haven't done anything sexually. He's eccentric and 16 years my senior, 45 years old.
Ooh.
I don't say we've been on dates. To the average person, they'd be considered dates. I know. Bitch, what's the problem? Nothing. He's just famous. He hates that. He's not famous in the current sense, but he is culturally. So I would like to know your opinions on famous men. I'm not interested in that, and while he's the antithesis of a celebrity, I feel like I can get my heart broken if things go romantic versus leaving it where it's at. We're cool as friends. I'm fine with it, but he has mentioned he would like to date me if I was open to it. I am, but I'm not. Not because of him, but because of everything attached to him. I feel like I don't match up in a way. Also, I'm a virgin. No reason why. It just never happened. He's a grown-ass man with a son and a lot of love, lust, and groupie tales. Nothing vulgar, but I'm afraid to dabble. I kissed him for the first time recently. May I have your thoughts? Thank you.
Is Andre 2000 we talking about?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of all the 40-something-year-old men who are famous culturally but don't want to be famous.
Oh, my God. And Andre's
the only person I can think of right now.
I don't know. Maybe.
Girl, if it's him, do it. No.
So she's 29 and he's 45. Okay.
Okay. Tahrir, what's your advice?
I mean, if... try it. Why not?
I feel like you're making it out to be more than it is.
Yeah.
Know? Like, you have to... You have to understand, and he understands this. Fame means nothing. You're still a regular person. He knows that he's a regular person. That's why he hates fame so much. Because they probably make him out to be more than what he is. Like, nobody wants... Some people do want to be separate in that sense. But a lot of people don't. It's just like, I'm regular. I just want to experience the same thing everybody else experiences. And maybe that's what he wants from you. And that's why he wants you. Because you are not out here a groupie. You know, you're not out here trying to date him because of who he is or what he represents. And that may be refreshing, girl. Don't block your blessings.
Try it.
And the fact that he doesn't want to be in the limelight should make you feel a little bit better, because she said that she was a little worried.
Yeah.
He's not going to be out here running to the shade room. And if you guys are out on a date, like, I don't know how big he is. I don't know if someone's going to pull their camera and start recording y'all. But if that's the case, then, like, you know, I don't know, sis. Like, if you're not out here public, people won't find out who you are. Put your page on private. There's been plenty of people. I know that, like, there are people like J. Cole. J. Cole is married. We know who his wife is. She has a business. They wrote blogs about her. We don't know shit about her. Don't know where her social media is.
Yeah.
Nothing. Because she doesn't allow it out there. The people who get caught up in the drama and the mess are the ones who allow it to happen. If you really don't want it to happen, you can find ways to protect yourself from it.
Yep.
So decide whether or not you want to be with him. Maybe this is an excuse because you don't actually want to date him. You need to figure that out. Because if you do, go for it. Love on him. Live your best life.
Try it.
I don't think he's out here trying to fuck on you. Like, do a fucking duck. I don't think he's doing that.
Yeah, y'all have known each other 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. College grad. Please don't say my name. First and foremost, since the podcast is ending, I want to say I'm a big fan of your show like everyone else, and I discovered y'all 2 years ago after a breakup with my ex-boyfriend the summer after my freshman year of college. Since then, I've been listening to you guys religiously, and I'm happy I did because you made me realize I can explore and even be expressive of my sexuality, even though it is often repressed in women, especially of religious immigrant households.
Yep. Hello.
Yep. I have now graduated college this past month and feel very lost and confused. I liked what I majored in, biology, and I know I can find a job in the field, but my heart isn't all the way in it. My question is, what did you guys do to beat post-grad depression, and how did you figure out your ultimate niche? Praying God blesses y'all continuously when the podcast is over.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I think the key to life is just living it. Mm-hmm. Making mistakes, figuring it out, feeling it out as you go, doing things that genuinely you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't want to move to L.A., I wouldn't have moved to L.A., and I wouldn't be where I am. Mm-hmm. If Tahrir didn't have that urge and followed it, she wouldn't be where she's at either. You know? When we both moved here, we had no intentions of doing what we're doing right now.
At all.
Nothing. I was a kept woman. Tahrir had a J-O-B.
J-O-B.
Okay? She had a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
How much were you making hourly?
Girl, I started at $11 an hour.
11. Okay. In L.A. That's nothing.
Nothing. How did I survive?
Girl, we shopped at the night. Oh, you shopped at the night. Oh, wow.
Girl, I eventually hit rock bottom and joined you. But girl, I was a Whole Foods only bitch my first 15 years in LA, okay? I was at Irwan, Sprouts.
Okay? Yeah, she was.
I was a West Side bitch. And then it all fell down. And Sabrina and I were going down the aisles, the 99 cent store together.
Mm-hmm. You a South Central bitch now.
I really was.
You were.
I was a South Central bitch for a few years. Speaking of, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I realized yesterday that I have a really great appreciation for LA. Mm. I do. And I think it's because I've seen damn near every facet of it.
Yeah.
From the bougie to the broke to the amazing, like, black culture in South LA to the scary shit. And the fucking homelessness and the amazing homeless. It's just like all sides, the good, the bad, the ugly. I feel like I've experienced it all. And I genuinely don't understand when people shit talk LA. And I think that the only people that do that are the ones who've only experienced one facet of it. Mm-hmm. The ones who've only come and experienced like the bougie, the posers, you know, the fucking like no-ho people who swear that they are LA, but they never leave North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that LA gets a bad rap, and love it out here. I'm a fan. Love
I all agree. People.
It's great.
But to your question, life, especially in your 20s, it's about trial and error.
Yep.
It's about figuring things out. You're not going to have things figured out. I graduated with a music business degree, minor in bio, and I'm not doing anything.
Sabrina, why don't you manage me? Help me out.
I'm far too busy to manage anybody but
myself.
First
of all, you got the degree, bitch.
Girl!
I need you to use the degree.
Clearly.
Use the degree.
Times have changed since then.
I don't think they've changed that much.
You don't.
You have your finger on the pulse of the industry. Okay?
Girl.
I need you to hop, skip, and jump to it. Okay? Mm-mm. Come on.
I have a lot on my plate already.
Say, first of all, Let me alleviate that. I'll take.
You wouldn't. You'd be adding to it.
No. It'll be a swap.
Okay.
So I do like the little minor day-to-day things for you. Mm-hmm. And then you manage me and make me some money.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, cool. Appreciate that.
But I'm not doing anything remotely related to either of those majors or minors. Bio and piano performance.
Be a
orthodontist.
Orthodontist.
But somehow I ended up where I'm at now, and it was just one random thing that led to another random thing, and
destiny.
Here we are. But yeah, like if you want to explore other things, it's fine to explore other things after college. Even though you spent all this time studying this one particular major, you can still have other interests outside of that.
I think that the biggest disservice we do to ourselves is by putting ourselves on a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at a young age.
Yeah.
Like you're probably, what, 22, 23?
Yeah, something like that.
Do not think that you need to have shit figured out by 25 because it's a bold-faced lie. All right. I was on Twitter and I genuinely am very happy for all of these people and I congratulate them all. But I've seen so many posts of people like with fucking keys saying 22 just bought my first home. 21 just bought and furnished my own townhome. 20, like, and these young kids. And it gives the false impression that people are not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. That's not true. First of all, I need you to drop your location. That's the first thing. Because I'm not saying that what they did should be diminished at all, because congratulations, yes. But also, you have to realize, me living in Los Angeles, a 21-year-old in Los Angeles cannot afford to buy a house.
Exactly.
It's not happening. Not unless they already came from money. Or they hit it big as a motherfucking rapper, singer, whatever, actress, in their teens, and they saved up enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in Wisconsin and you did that, I'm happy for you. I am. But I don't want teens and fucking
young adults in New York, in fucking Miami, in Atlanta, wherever the fuck they're at, thinking that they're not doing enough because they haven't done that. You know? It just...
And it's always interesting in those threads, they never tell people what they do.
Never!
And that's a huge question that people have, and they never... I'm like, why are you gatekeeping careers?
Thank you. Like, you know, like that, but are you doing that because you don't have one?
Right.
Is it a thing of maybe you didn't buy the house, maybe your parents literally left you money and you purchased the house.
Literally.
Like, you don't know what the situation is, and I, again, am not trying to diminish what they've done. Like, congratulations, yes. But also, like, context is important. Because people compare themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. It's the internet. Everybody's comparing themselves. You're putting that out there. And another 21-year-old is looking like, damn, I can't even afford a fucking 4 for $4. And this bitch is out here with a whole condo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't want people thinking, like people like you, my dear, thinking that you need to have it all figured out. Now that you've graduated, it's been a whole what? Like May was what, 4 months ago? 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Either way, it wasn't that long ago. You don't need to have things figured out right now. Live your life, take it step by step, do what you need to do right now to be happy. Get a job, cool. You know, if you want to go back to school, do that. If you don't want to go back to school, fine. Figure out what it is you want to do, but do not rush yourself, please. Everybody works jobs they don't fucking want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
we've all done it.
I worked at a call center before. Don't do it. Trash. I worked in property management. I worked in schools. I've lived so many lives. Okay? And we all do it because we have bills to pay. And then you figure it out. You find your passion. One day, you'll figure it out. Write it down. This is why the manifesting comes into play. Because when you spend time with yourself and you write things down, you have moments of clarity.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you. Anything else?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Tabria doesn't want to read.
We did two questions.
I know, but it's only been an hour. And
that's minutes. Fine. Why do you think the podcast needs to be 2 hours long?
Like, I don't know. I feel like we just have a sweet spot of like 1:30, you know?
But I like podcasts like... An hour podcast, that's like the perfect length of time for me.
For you.
Yeah, for you. For you.
But it's okay. You know, that's fine. We're going to prepare for next week. Should we like do something to celebrate? We're going to do the live. Maybe we'll actually get cute.
Maybe, yeah.
That'll be fun. Let's actually get cute.
Yeah.
And we could do like a little live party. You know, going away. Bye, bitches.
I'm down with that.
Okay, when do we want to do it? Because we actually have to like figure out a day.
Tomorrow, you said. Oh, for the live.
Yeah.
Let's do it on that Tuesday.
What day is that? Like what?
The 22nd.
Oh, the day after the conjunction, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, come back. We'll come out new bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll do it on that Tuesday. We'll figure out a time. We'll post about it. Hopefully. Let's pray about it. Okay, it's been real. It's been fun.
It's been real fun.
Bye.
Bye.